Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 86, the three stanzas. Let all the earth Jehovah fear. Let all that dwell both far and near in awe before him stand. For lo, he spake, and it was done, and all with sovereign power begun, stood fast at his command. And what follows, Psalter 86, the three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Joel and there of the second chapter at Joel 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There have not been ever the like, and neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their faces the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. And neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heaven shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his sting shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he had done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth their fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou wast granted on this day, which has been set apart, by renewal the opportunity to come up to thy house, to call upon thy great and majestic name, and to humbly beg of thee for indispensable blessings, temporal and spiritual, for us and our children, O Lord. Wilt thou grant that free access at thy throne of grace with profound impressions of our great and manifold needs for body and soul, a deep impression of our sinnership, our unworthiness. Ah, grant that dependent life, where it is written in thy holy word, that every good gift and perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights, through whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of a turning. Oh, do grant that true, that childlike faith. And then the apostle has declared it now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, and an impression and a knowledge that prayers can only be answered through thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who sitteth at thy right hand, O Lord. Then we humbly ask thee, oh, may it be a rich season in the midst of us and our children, that it may be fulfilled and realized what we have heard from the prophet, that in the latter days that thou shalt pour out of thy spirit upon all flesh, upon the younger ones, upon the older ones, O Lord. To that end, work lovingly, irresistibly, by thy Holy Spirit, and that the means of grace, that they may be richly blessed in the family circles, in the church, and in our Christian school, Lord, do impress upon all of our hearts that we are traveling to a never-ending and all-decisive eternity, and that there is only one step between us and death. Ah, may we be granted as a Daniel and his three friends, to be given to desire mercies from the God of heaven, our Lord. That is our only hope, our only expectation, that there is mercy with thee, and that thou art still gathering a church by thy free and sovereign grace, where the number is not yet full. To that end, convert what is unconverted, and wilt thou be mindful, and remember thy people, our grant, that close, that tender, that dependent life at thy throne of grace. Wilt thou provide, so far that it pleaseth thee, our outward needs? We read in the scriptures of an eager. Oh, what a profound prayer, where he is asked for neither riches nor poverty, but food convenient for him. As so we commend unto thee a man and beast. Lord, remember young and old. Remember the children, the young people with their studies. Do help them. The one is given more talents than another. Remember the students that are studying in institutions of higher learning, where there is so much that is not according to thy holy word. Do place a fiery wall round about them. Remember men and women and the place where thou hast placed them. And remember the elderly ones. Their strength is becoming less, the infirmities increasing, but still a duty and a responsibility in the midst of the family circles, in the midst of the church, in the midst of the community. Lord, then on this prayer day, then we lay before thee an untold multitude that if not the blessings which we and our children may so richly and abundantly have and enjoy. Remember the hungry ones, the destitute, the homeless, countries where there is persecution, the great multitudes in hospitals, on sick and deathbeds, those in prison. Lord, what maketh us to differ? And then the untold numbers that have not thy holy word nor the truth thereof. Remember our denomination, theological school, the instructors and the student. May the numbers be increased, and may it also please thee to grant more teachers for our Christian schools. Remember our mission field, thy servant, and the team with their families, and him and his wife, where it is planned that they shall be sent out in the summer months. Remember the beloved for the Father's sake. By renewal we commend unto thee, O Lord. Do remember the mourning ones on this prayer day. Widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought dear ones, children to the cemetery, where those places remain so empty. May it all be sanctified. Remember the sick and afflicted, the three in the hospital. The circumstances are known unto thee. Wilt thou remember them all, with their family circles? Remember all under the physician's care, special ways, fears and concerns, taken treatments, may they be blessed. And those that stand in need of healing and of strengthening, O Lord, do remember those that struggle with depression and with weakness of mind, where everything can seem so dark and so impossible. May they be granted oftentimes to open thy holy word and to bow their knees and humbly ask thee for strength, for courage, and for thy blessing. Remember the handicapped ones, crosses and burdens, those that struggle with addictions and temptations, may they be delivered. Wilt thou remember and bless all the family circles. Lord, remember those when there may be souls that have unanswered prayers. Oh, who in this morning hour have begged of thee not only a hearing, but also an answering. Lord, we commend unto thee our poor country that has departed so far from thy word, from thy law, and from thy institutions, where daily the unborn are murdered in their mothers' wombs, the Lord's Day desecrated, the seventh commandment trampled upon, and thou art not an idle onlooker. Oh, then we must say with the prophet of old, the crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. Wilt thou grant unto us and our children eyes to see it, hearts to perceive the signs of the times, that thy judgments are hovering low over the world, not to make us overly discouraged, but that it may bring us oftentimes at thy throne, begging of thee that thou may graciously watch over us and our children in the serious and solemn time. Oh, to find a place of safety under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel, Lord, to that end, because thou hast written that the time is come that judgments must begin at the house of God. Ah, do grant There may still be many a family that has great respect for thy holy word. Wilt thou grant unto thy church to repent of world conformity and of their evil ways? We have heard it out of thy holy word, that upon repentance that thou wast promised to richly pour out thy blessings upon a people, upon a nation. Lord, bind us together around the old truth and around the old ways. Oh, above all, convert us and our children as thou doth convert all thy people. Lord, we humbly ask thee, open thy holy word in this evening hour and open our hearts. May our eyes be upon thee. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 441, the stanzas 2 and 3. Recall no more the sins we have committed, but may they all in pity be remitted. O Lord, make haste. O may thy mercy tender now strength and help unto thy people render. And what follows, Psalter 441, the stanzas 2 and 3. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Joel 2, the verses 15 through 18. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Our text words speak of Joel's call to blow the trumpet in Zion. Four thoughts. First, the reason for the sounding trumpet. Secondly, the subjects of the sounding trumpet. Thirdly, the exhortation in the sounding trumpet. And in the fourth place, the promise added with this calling trumpet. Joel's call to blow the trumpet in Zion. The reason, the subjects, the exhortation, and the promise added with this calling trumpet. Beloved congregation, Joel is the second of the minor prophets as we find him in the Bible. Not so much written about this prophet. We only read in chapter 1, verse 1, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Of the prophet Hosea, which is before Joel, and the prophet Amos after, there it is written, in which kings, the reign of which kings, they have prophesied. And it is the general thought, although cannot be proven, but when comparing scripture with scripture, then it is believed that Joel has prophesied in the time of Hosea and Amos, and that was especially in the reign of King Uzziah of Judah, who was reigned 52 years, and in Israel, Jeroboam II, who was reigned 41 years. And then Joel has prophesied in Jerusalem. It was a time of peace. It was a time of prosperity. Also in the reign of the 10 tribes, under Jeroboam II, the borders were expanded. Politically, they were thriving, but not spiritually. A king Uzziah, who was king over Judah, has done much for the prophet of Judah. We read, invented stone slingers and other instruments of war. He loved husbandry. The Lord has richly prospered him. But then we read those solemn words in 2 Chronicles 26, the verses 15 and 16. For he was marvelously helped. Tell, he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. The Lord has blessed them, granted much prosperity, but they have forgotten their Lord and their benefactor. Thus a similar time in the reign of those kings when the prophet Joel has prophesied to our time. Oh, we know that there are trials, troubles, mourning, sickness, a consequence of what we have done in paradise, but nevertheless, the Lord grants many a blessing, and he has left many good things in Israel. And then on prayer day, then it is also the question, let us turn in unto ourselves with all the blessings which the Lord showers upon us. Where has it brought us? Closer to his word, closer to the throne, or have we forgotten the Lord, become more independent and true when we have needs and special trials than we need the Lord? But how is it now with our prosperity? It was also a solemn time in the land of Judah, although it would be many years yet before that they would be taken into captivity. When we consider our times, when we behold everything that is transpiring, also in our country, then we do have many reasons to fear and tremble. But congregation, do we see it? Are we bowed thereunder? Or do we also become used to the sins of this evil time? What is now necessary? That godly sorrow in the midst of the church, because when that godly sorrow becomes less and less, then we can try to remain a little reformed. But then there shall not be a hating and a fleeing of sin. The Lord willing, our country soon hopes to receive another prime minister. May the Lord open his eyes that there may yet come an acknowledging that the Lord is the supreme ruler over all the countries of the earth. Canada has a beautiful national anthem where there is spoken of God as a supreme ruler, but we have forgotten the Lord, his word, his law, his institutions. May we be given to see it, and may we be given to cry unto the living God. The psalmist has declared in Psalm 119, verse 120, my flesh trembleth because of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. And also in verse 136, rivers of water run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law, and that congregation not to discourage also for our young people, but that we may be given to earnestly seek the Lord, turn unto him, repent of evil and worldly ways, and oh, to find that precious hiding place under the sheltering wings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then our text words that speak of blowing the trumpet, and in Israel, then the trumpet was blown under different circumstances. We read of the children of Israel in the wilderness when they were to move to another encampment. Then the trumpet was blown. The trumpet was blown with new moon at the beginning of another month, on the feast days and on the year of Jubilee. Then the trumpet was also blown when Israel was called to go to war. But the trumpet was also blown when the people would be called together for a solemn assembly. And then we can understand, our children can understand it, what a weighty and a solemn responsibility that the trumpet blower had, that the trumpet would give a clear sound. Oh, we read of a watchman in Ezekiel 3, the verses 17 through 19, and that if he did not warn the people, then his blood would be required. And now in our text words, then Joel, and then he has blown the trumpet under approaching judgments. There is already written in chapter 1 concerning those judgments, Oh, in chapter 1, the solemn responsibility of fathers and mothers to tell their children of the Lord and of His wonderful works. And then we read in chapter 1, verse 4, of four different insects that have wrought much destruction. In verse 9, of a drought, that the offerings were not brought, and that there was mourning. Oh, in verse 11, the husbandman was ashamed when the Lord would close the heavens. What a judgment in that respect. Then we are still greatly privileged that in our country that there is much employment for young and old. That is not in all countries, and it can also change. Think of the 1930s, also in this country, when there was a great depression. And then we read five times in this book, alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It is close by. In verse 18, then we read of groaning beasts, suffering animals, and that was for the sin of Judah, because the animals, they have not sinned. Does it ever make an impression when we see animals suffer that we say, Lord, that is now because of my sin to become guilty. But now in chapter 2, the Lord has called the prophet to blow the trumpet because of an approaching judgment. And when we read this chapter, when you heard of those soldiers, do you know who they are, boys and girls? From the verses, beginning with verse, from the beginning of the chapter to the 11th verse, and then those soldiers, they are described. We read in verse 3, before those soldiers have come, the land was as the Garden of Eden. And after the army has passed through, it was, as it were, it was burnt up. It was, as it were, that a fire has passed through. The appearance is of horses, and they make the noise. They come with the noise of chariots. On the tops of the mountains, they leap. And when they come, then in verse 6, before their faces, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness, the faces of fathers and mothers, of young and old, run like mighty men, shall not break their ranks. They shall not thrust one another, walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon a sword, they shall not be wounded. Then we can understand that the prophet is not speaking of an army of men with horses and chariots, but that the prophet is speaking of an army of locusts. And then we read, they shall run to and fro in the city, upon the wall, up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake. The heaven shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the Lord, he was the captain of the army of locusts. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, this congregation, boys and girls. Then the prophet is given to speak of a great plague of locusts. We read of the eighth plague in Egypt, that it was the locust of plagues, and upon that plague, a Pharaoh has confessed that he has sinned before the Lord, and he is asked to take that death away. In Deuteronomy 27 and 28, when the Lord has commanded the children of Israel, when they would enter the promised land, and to go to Shechem, six tribes upon Ebal, another six upon Gerizim, and then the leader taking place in Joshua 8. Then Joshua has written of the blessings upon the children of Israel when they would walk according to his word. And then the six tribes, they were to say amen. But then he has also pronounced the curses. And then in those curses were, when they would disobey, that the Lord would send the locusts. Solomon, with the dedication of the temple, then he has also spoken when a plague of locusts would come, and the children of Israel would repent, come to his house, that the Lord would remove that plague. For those, Dr. Thompson, he has dwelt in Israel in the mid-1800s as a missionary. And then he has written the land of the book. And in that book he has written how literally what the prophet Joel has written. He has seen it with his eyes, that that plague was so terrible. Oh, the family circle has tried to rescue their garden with fire and with clubs, but impossible. Such a multitude of locusts. And then our boys and girls can understand when the families would experience that plague, that everything would be eaten. The older ones in Corsica, they have even told me in the 1930s and later when the locust would come, that there was a time that they have even started to eat the fence posts. then we can understand when a family seen it, the crops all eaten, used to be a garden of Eden, and now, as it were, burnt, no garden, that there would be many also a crying boy and girl with the realization that they would suffer hunger. And now we live in a day that there are also many an army of locusts, not little grasshoppers. When we think of the many anti-Christian organizations that are so contrary against God's word and against the church, different laws being passed that they may be on the books for the appointed time, that they may be used against Christians and against the church. Think of the media, what an army of locusts, human secularism, not acknowledging the God in heaven, but where they place the mind of man supreme. Think of our country, the great debt, cannot fathom how great our debt is. Is it also not as an army of locusts that shall consume the prosperity of us and our country? There are organizations, the government, even an organization with sufficient funding to attack other organizations that stand up for the unborn and other moral, biblical values. We read in Ecclesiastes 10, verse 16, "Woe unto thee, O land, when thy king is a child." Oh, the Lord has given unto us a land flowing with milk and honey. From the east to the west coast, with many riches, the Lord has also given in this country, from the east to the west, times of revivals, when the Spirit has wrought wonderfully among the white man and among the Indians. But we have become rich. We have become proud. We have become independent. Woe unto us that we have sinned. But now the Lord has yet sent his prophets where they were given to blow the trumpet. There are many places where the trumpet is no longer blown. The trumpet of law and gospel. Then we are still privileged above so many people. And now, when the trumpet was blown, because we read in our text, "Blow the trumpet in Zion," and that refers to the church. Ah, then the Lord, on this prayer day, is still speaking, still beckoning. And now, secondly, the subjects of the sounding trumpet, because the Israelites realized when the Lord would send that army, not big animals. Many times the Lord uses very little creatures to punish a people. Think of the 10 plagues in Egypt. Frogs, lice, flying insects, and locusts. When we think of disease, bacteria, viruses, it fells the strongest upon the earth. Think of the history of the world, the Black Plague. Think of the Spanish influenza after World War I, where millions were taken out of this life. And now the trumpet had to be sounded in Zion. And let us always remember 1 Peter 4 verse 17, that the time has come that judgments must begin at the house of God. Then Peter has written, when the church may yet be a separate people, as a light upon the hill, but when they become like unto the world, and world conformed, when the church no longer listens to admonishments, when the world becomes too materialistic, and even more so, think of the Bible, when they have persecuted the prophets, then the judgment was close at hand. And now the prophet blown the trumpet, called the people together, and then it is specifically mentioned who all must come to that assembly. And that is young and old. And then we read, first, gather the people. And then we read, first, assemble the elders, office bearers, fathers and mothers. They are the first ones mentioned with their responsibilities. We read in Zechariah 1 verse 2 that it is written that the Lord was sore displeased with the fathers. It is true, I read in Proverbs 22 verse 15 that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. Yet in the scriptures, then special admonishments to those that have a place of responsibility. But not only the older ones, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. We are blessed and privileged that we may have so many children and so much youth that may faithfully come up to God's house. Oh, may we be given to beg for young and old. The Lord may grant a rich year amongst us, that many souls may be saved. And why were the children and even the little babies? Why must they also come? Because when the Lord comes with his judgments, then they come among young and old, and even the infant children that have not yet committed actual sins, they shall also suffer. And it is clear with the blowing of the trumpet that none may be excluded. Also newly married couples, the bridegroom and the bride, special time in their lives, a time of rejoicing, but they must also be called, because when the Lord sends those locusts, then they shall all suffer. And now what was necessary? With the blowing of the trumpet, and for all those that have come to that assembly in the first place, an impression of their sin, why the locusts were on the way. The second place, an impression of the justice of God. But also in the third place, we have heard it, of that Daniel, that he has sought mercies of the God of heaven concerning the secret. Then it was necessary for that people that they had an impression that there was only one way that those locusts could be stopped and cast into the sea. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 123. Let us only sing 1 and 3. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hand spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? And what follows? 123:1-3. when we read in our text words of the prophet Joel blowing the trumpet in Zion. Then the trumpet is also blown in this world. And then the trumpet calls unto us and our children to depart from the word of God and to follow the world. What trumpets are blown in the sports world, in the idol world, but also among the great ones upon this earth, the United Nations and other organizations. But it is not a trumpet according to the word of God. When we read Revelations 13 of the beast that has come out of the sea and the beast that has come out of the earth that make warfare against the saints and against those that have not the mark of the beast upon their right hand and upon their forehead. And then we see more and more that the end time is approaching, but young and old, the Lord is still reigning. The Lord is still gathering a church. And may that be for encouragement. And now the prophet Joel is given to tell the people of Judah that there is only one way, that that large army of locusts may be halted, that they may be turned, and that they may be cast into the sea. And therefore the prophet Joel has said with that trumpet, sanctify a fast as a mark of true humiliation, repentance, withholding of food and of the pleasures of the flesh. As we read in the old times, different times, but also Jesus as said to the disciples in Mark 9, verse 29, when they could not heal that severely sick boy, this cometh but by fasting and by prayer. And then in richer times of the church, then our old fathers have spoken of the same, even in countries. Then solemn prayer days have been called of fasting and humiliation. And then we read, a call a solemn assembly, because the Lord was speaking, we may say it, boys and girls, as it were, that in the distance that they heard the noise of those locusts coming. And that, as it were, in the distance, that the sky was being darkened. Thus, what a solemn assembly. But then we read, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, that means to be separated, and that the leaven, as it were, taken out of the dwellings. And then we read further, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Thus then the prophet Joel, we have the temple, the altar in the temple, and then we have that great assembly, hopefully, that many with tears, that they were also weeping, because it was a solemn assembly. The judgments of the Lord have been pronounced, And then we read the calling of the priests as intercessors for the people, that they may stand between the temple, the dwelling place of the living God, and the children of Israel. And then how were they to stand between that people? We read that they were to weep, first place, because of their own sins. Oh, many reasons to weep. Abusing the mercies of the Lord, that through thanksgiving missing a sense of commission, maybe even more so, sins of omission. What are you most troubled with, congregation? Was sins of commission or sins of omission? Boys and girls, sins of commission are when we do something we are not supposed to do. And sins of omission, when we do not do what we're supposed to do. In this evening, when we go to bed, and if we would skip once, bowing our knees, praying to the Lord, when we are older, must also read a portion of the Bible, that is the sin of omission. Ah, Bishop Usher, and that was a very godly man, close life with the Lord. But he has said at the end of his life that more and more, so troubled and exercised with the sins of omission. Oh, what a blessing when there may be priests. We must close. And not to first speak about those locusts, but to be exercised with the honor of God. Wherefore should they say among the people that the heathen should rule over them? Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? In former days, then Canada, under troubles, also during the world wars, then they could plead at the throne of grace that we are a Christian nation where God is acknowledged in the government and the courts and the places of education. But that we can no longer say. And now for the encouragement. And Joel has given a promise. When the people may turn from their evil ways, when there may be repentance, when there may be fasting, when there may be prayers, and that is outwardly, but also inwardly in the way of salvation. Oh, a poor and a needy people, never because of it, no, but upon that repentance, that godly sorrow, that crying, that begging, then we have the promise, then will the Lord be jealous of his land and pity his people. May the Lord remember us in the season that lies before us. And when this chapter was read, were there a few texts that you have turned into prayer? Of course, there are many precious things. Even that solemn assembly, wonder maybe that weeping, that confessing, that repentance, but above all things, may the Lord fulfill for us and our children. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon thy servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. And then the last verse. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to grant unto us and our dear children something of what the children of Judah has experienced, that they have come together, that there was sanctification, that there was prayer, that there was weeping, and then thou was promised the blessing that the judgments would be averted. But above all those last verses, to pour out thy Spirit upon all flesh, ah, Lord, do it for our children, our youth, the middle-aged and our elderly. By renewal we commend unto thee our country and him who soon hopes to become prime minister. Ah, Lord, may thou open his eyes. Then it would become so different. Then there would be an acknowledging that thou art the supreme ruler also over this country. And then there would be spoken of sin and guilt and a call for repentance. Lord, grant it to us and our children. Wilt thou graciously watch over us in this evening, the remainder of this week, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 221. Let us only sing the stanzas 1 and 3. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling, shine thou from above. And what follows? 221, 1 and 3. Thank you. grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Thank you.